This morning, I want to let you know there's, I guess, two types of classes that we'll be walking through. One is the classes of Bible stories, ones that you're familiar with and that you've heard maybe as a child, or maybe you read them in one of those Bible story books, or maybe you've heard them taught in some lesson or some sermon somewhere. And I want to reiterate those to us because I believe they are foundational. But there's another type of classic that I want to work through also this year. And it's the classic of Scripture. There are verses that are foundational to our lives and important to us as we live our lives. In fact, on the banners, the classics, you'll see some of those Scriptures. But as we walk through this year, there are some of these that we need to learn them and learn them well. This morning, I want to begin with one of those classics. You ready? Genesis 1:1. Classic verse, it says this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Say it with me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Would you take it off the screen, Craig, and we're going to see if you're ready and you've memorized it. Look, one of the things that's important to our lives is to take the Word of God and put it into our hearts so that we will not sin against God. Why? Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. One more time, all by yourselves. In. This morning, I want to talk to you about how great is our God. Now, I want you to know, first of all, that there is no other God. God is superior. He is absolute authority. God is sovereign. God is great. The definition of great from Merriam-Webster dictionary goes something like this. Starts off with number one, notably large in size. Is God great or is God great? He's notable in his size. He's large in number or measure. It basically is a word that we would use, predominant. He is over everything and before everything. Three, remarkable in magnitude, degree, or effectiveness. Is God great? God is, according to this definition of God is great, number four is full of emotion. Did you know that God is full of emotion? In fact, the Bible says he dances over you with joy. Well, that takes some emotion. You can't imagine that, can you? If anybody can dance, it's God. The world has taken these things and perverted them. But God says, let me show you how to dance. I don't know if it'll look anything like John Travolta or not. I hope not. A fifth definition, he's eminent or distinguished. He is the chief or preeminent over others. Another definition, markedly superior in character and quality. And another one says he is remarkably skilled. That's what great means. In other words, God is remarkably, incredibly, unbelievably, amazingly, marvelously, wonderfully, magnificently, extraordinarily, the one and only eternal God Almighty. I mean, we could go on, and you've seen posters and banners that have these things listed. Where do I stop? God is great. Today, from the beginning scripture, found at the beginning of the Bible, in the beginning, God. This is foundational for our lives, for it is what we build our faith upon. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is one who is full of love and mercy and compassion, and He's well able to handle or manage any of your tasks. God is one who is full of His greatness, and He extends it toward you. In this very first chapter of Genesis, it gives us an incredible description of the creation of the world. What God made is so large and vast that it is beyond our ability to see it all. In fact, it is beyond our understanding, but it is all there to declare how great is our God. This morning, I want to read a quick story to you. What if God gave you an opportunity to be in His presence for 10 minutes? What if you had the opportunity to step beyond time into eternity for just 10 minutes? Perhaps it would change everything. It would change how we look at things. What if God gave us that opportunity? Well, there's one who's been chosen. For name's sake, we'll call him Joe. In fact, Joe's up there right now, and I want to tell you what Joe's going through. Joe is sitting with God, and this is what he first says to God. God, I've got 10 minutes here with you. Let me ask you something. Do you know everything? And God says, do you doubt it? Joe says, well, not really, but how do you do it? Doesn't it all kind of get mixed up in your head? And God says, I think you're getting the two of us confused. Joe, you do that a lot. You really shouldn't do that so much. Let me put it this way, Joe. Things get mixed up in your head and chaotic in your life, but not in mine. Joe, my car never runs out of gas. I've never been late for an appointment. And Joe, when you try to balance a checkbook, every time you sit down to do it, I just can't bear to watch. So I distract myself by counting backwards to infinity. Joe says, well, answer me this. Tell me just one thing that I don't know about myself. And God says, well, you have 4.5 grams of dirt under your left third toenail. Joe says, you've got to be kidding. You keep track of things like that. Don't you have better things to do? And God says, oh, I've got a lot better things to monitor that are better than toenail dirt. But it doesn't bother me to know about it, Joe. It's all part of omniscience. You see, Joe, I know absolutely everything there is to know. Joe says, could I see you answer some prayers? Sure. Well, when? I just did, Joe. Did what? I just answered prayers. Well, whose prayer did you answer? Well, actually, I answered 924,432 prayers just then. Half the time, the people don't even know I'm doing it. I'm kind of tricky about some of my answers. By the way, a high percentage of those that are answered don't even come from adults. It's the kids, you know. They're the ones with faith. And I answer their prayers, and usually they see it right away. What percentage of prayers that you just answered were for kids? Well, to be precise, Joe, it's 42.5768849300599872964567. That's enough, Joe says. That's enough. God says, that's the best thing I ever did. What, answer those prayers? No, Joe. I mean kids are great. They perfect praise. Back at creation, one of the angels suggested I make everybody adults right away and, you know, bypass that teenage thing. But that angel was wrong, Joe. Kids are great. They're the best. Of course, that angel is now back in middle management. Joe says, how many stars are there, God? God says, Joe, you only have 10 minutes. Well, how many galaxies? Joe, you only have 10 minutes. Would you like to see me annihilate a galaxy? Well, sure, cool, that would be great. Well, you see that one way out on the edge of space? It hasn't even been discovered and nobody will even miss it. I just made it because I liked the way it sparkled. Watch this. There. You can't see it. How did you do that? I said, you don't want to know, Joe. You ever heard of antimatter? Joe says, I'm a physician, you know. God says, huh, is that supposed to impress me? I'm a physician too. You want to compare credentials, success rate, diagnostic accuracy? Pick a topic, any topic, Joe. Joe says, how much time do I have left? God says, just a few seconds. But of course, around here, that could be 53 trillion years. But in your case, it's just a few seconds. Joe says, do you watch me all the time? Sure I do. Other people sometimes watch you too. You're quite an entertaining fellow. Joe says, work is kind of stressful these days. God says, I've noticed. Joe says, what should I do about it? God says, well, Joe, I'm glad you asked. One thing that would help a lot is that if you were to stop using me as a last resort. Everything you need, I've already provided. Trust me. Use my wisdom. Use my power. Pray, Joe. You need to really pray more. And then love people. And on your best days, I'll give you great joy. And on your worst days, I'll get you through it. I'll always get you through. God, just one last question. How do I get down from here? Oh, I guess that was a silly question. Hi, honey. You'll never guess what happened to me. Well, sweetheart, you look somewhat sunburned. Are you been golfing again? No, it's not golfing. But you better sit down, and I'll tell you all about it. But first, I think we ought to pray. What would that do for us if we had that kind of opportunity? I think it would change the course of how we think. This morning, I'm going to show you a video by Louis Giglio, because I think he does an excellent job sharing. And for me to come back and try to imitate it or to try to use it, I just thought he did such a great job. So I'm going to have you watch it this morning just to realize how great is our God. God is great. Go ahead and come. God is patient. He is kind. He's loving. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18 tell us this. Out of the Message, it says, oh yes, He shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculptured from nothing into something. Like an open book, You watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared even before I'd even lived a one day. Your thoughts, how rare, beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them anymore. And I could count the sand of the sea. This morning, as I watched that video again, God is big. And yet, He formed every one of you in here. He made you in your mother's womb. He caused you to be conceived. And the Bible tells us that this great God, and you saw, the enormity of these stars. Yet the Bible says that His thoughts about you outnumber the sands of the sea. God is love. And love does not keep a record of wrongs. He loves you. And He's thinking about you. All the time. He loves you. He's not forgotten you. Though He may be large, you are on His mind. This morning you may have come and you said, I don't know why I'm coming to church. Church, you need to know the one who we worship is a great God. And in the beginning, God. That's what we build on. And when I begin to see science, just a portion of what I think I can begin to understand or get my head around, guys, He's massive. He loves us. And He cares about you. He cares about your eternity. So much so that the Lord gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Though God may look at all the stars that sparkle, you are the one He's concerned about. So where are you? You see, the golf ball can make us feel small. Now here's what God did. He said, I will put My Spirit within them. I feel like, Lord, who am I? Psalmist David wrote that you were mindful that you would take a thought of man. But it was in the garden that He came and He would walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. It's with you that He will come. Though this may seem simple, God so loved the people of the world. He loves you. And He's big. He cares about your life.